beheaded. Government experts say that President Rizema did not give the constitution over the 7th. Two government officers die under the Lusaka waste chemical factory. And High Court ruled ex-PM must serve 1 year in jail.
The Hawkinson News with Hugh Jambaku.
Thank you so much for joining us at our news in Utah. Government expert Albert Mandy says the President Alain Rizema did not violate the constitution in the process of introducing Bill No. 7, which has stirred widespread public debate. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat Problem in Hawkinson, Mr. Mwanza has clarified that any claims of constitutional veto would have been addressed by the court if they had legal standing. He has explained that it is within the President's constitutional mandate to initiate bills in the National Assembly, adding that such action forms part of his exercises.
The President never breached the Constitution. The Constitution says that the President's function is to initiate bills in the National Assembly. When you initiate a bill in the National Assembly, it is part of your constitutional obligation as the President. When a member of Parliament initiates an amendment to the Constitution, it is part of their function provided by the Constitution to do that. Whether the amendment is accepted or not, is another question. That doesn't mean that when the amendments have not been accepted by the people, or they have been rejected, or the bill has been rejected, it doesn't mean that you have breached the Constitution. No.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza has expressed concern over the conduct of Speaker of the National Assembly, Yemi Moti, alleging that he had expressed her mandate by engaging traditional leaders in matters related to the bill.
The problem coming with Speaker of the House. The problem that I always have is that I acknowledge that a good lawyer, but the manner that she presides in Parliament over parliamentary affairs leaves too much to be done. She defends as if she is a member of the executive arm of government. The Speaker belongs to the one with the executive arm of government. It is not a gift to go around to talk to the king and to say, no, now the king is here. I think she overstepped her line.
The Zambian National Service has confirmed the cabinet of two Frenchmen who died under the two of the passengers on Sunday, 7 September 2025, while on duty at the ZMS Chemical Factory in New South Wales. In a statement, ZMS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison with Brigadier General Nebo Mwane has described the incident as both tragic and regrettable. According to Brigadier General Mwane, preliminary investigations by the Zambia police suggest the possibility of foul play. She said ZMS has placed full cooperation with the police to determine the exact circumstances that led to the death of the two officers. In my news this afternoon, the government has assured residents of Cabo's Zambia Railway Company that urgent measures have been taken to ensure the continued supply of fresh drinking water following post-expected contamination. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Senator Zerbi, has revealed that the issue was first reported on 1st September 2025 through the Mutanda Water Supply and Sanitation Company's customer service office. Mr. Rabu said subsequent investigation confirmed contamination of water samples collected from the affected area with all these back sources to be determined. He said the initial findings point to possible damage on the water system and the technical teams are inspecting the network with immediate safety measures already in place. Mr. Rabu said residents have been advised not to consume tap water due to the notice as the government, through Mutanda Water, is delivering fresh and clean drinking water to households using water vouchers. Now, the government has called for private sector participation in the construction of student hostels at universities across the country. Speaking of a 14-member delegation from the Imperial Group of Companies and East Alliance Partners, paid a courtesy call to the Education Minister, Douglas Chiavelina, says student numbers at the country's 10 public universities continue to grow each year without a marking increase in accommodation. He has expressed appreciation that the delegation is considering a wide range of investment opportunities, including the energy and marine sector.
Population is growing and we need local investment. So, thank you for the support of Mother. But I think we're taking it. But I think I'm
And Imperial Icon Veteran Chairperson Samara Alimari said her company chose to explore investment opportunities in Zambia due to the country's conducive and peaceful economic and political environment.
The Hutchison Business Team is brought to you by Success Golden Bank.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia, PTAZ, has expressed concern over the fuel station being surrendered to Sali Road, warning that it poses a serious danger to road users, particularly fuel transporters. PTAZ Secretary General Benson Tendo says the association is being alarmed by the increasing number of accidents involving heavy vehicles along the route. Mr. Tendo has disclosed that although the association has been assured that funds for the road reconstruction have been secured, the road development agency must be transparent and clearly communicate with specific steps being taken to address the road's worsening condition. He has since urged RDA to prioritize the maintenance of the road, describing it as a critical transport corridor for the fuel and logistics sector.
We are sure for the construction of this road,